Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki set a goal to eliminate the backlog of disability claims at VA by 2015 and make sure at least 98% of new claims are processed accurately. The staggering size of the backlog can make that goal seem a long way off, though. As of the end of March, using VA's definition of a backlog claim, there were almost 590,000 veterans who had been waiting more than 125 days for a decision. That's out of a total of almost 900,000 total claims that are pending in the Veterans Benefits Administration. VA says their new paperless claim system isn't a silver bullet for the claims process, but they say they can't break the backlog without it. Roger Baker is the department's chief information officer.
That system is just key to our ability to start bringing down the backlog in benefits disability claims. It is, by the way, a great example of why IT is an investment and not an expense. You know, this is how IT systems really need to be viewed. Without this system, we would not be able to bring that backlog down.
The paperless effort is called the Veterans Benefits Management System, VBMS. To use it effectively, VA has to take vast quantities of paper documents, billions of pages, Baker says, and turn them into electronic records. That's where the National Archives and Records Administration comes in.
A large percentage of the work that we receive in the benefits side is paper-based. And to work with that in a paperless environment, you've got to scan it in and do some what we call smart scanning on that to glean the information off of it. For the pilot and for the initial production, we turned to NARA to do that work. Obviously, very high-quality work and pretty easy to do a government-to-government arrangement there. You know, we are looking at very high volumes of scanning coming up, and so I think you can expect to see us look at, you know, broader industry approaches to this, but NARA's been a tremendous partner for us in bringing VBMS up and get it going.
VA started using NARA's scanned documents in the new VBMS system at a pilot location in Providence, Rhode Island, then expanded it to VBA claims processing centers in Salt Lake City, Fort Harrison, Montana, and Wichita, Nebraska, releasing new capabilities in three-month intervals. While it works to cut the backlog, VA and Congress are hearing from veterans and veteran services organizations that the wait time for adjudication on a benefits claim is still far too long. The House Veterans Affairs Committee held a hearing on the topic last week. Jeffrey Hall, the Assistant National Legislative Director for the Disabled American Veterans, told Congress that paper claims are not the only problem.
While Congress has increased resources, funding, and personnel over the past several years, there has also been a major increase in the number of claims filed, the number of contentions per claim, as well as the complexity of the rating decisions. The backlog of claims that are pending is too high, and the accuracy of claims decision remains too low. However, we must all remember that eliminating the backlog is not necessarily the same goal as reforming the claims processing system, nor does it guarantee that veterans are better served. The backlog is a symptom, not the root cause, of a broken system.
The Veteran Services Organization say VA needs to implement more rigorous training for its claims adjudicators. They say their claims advocates get more training on the claims process than VA's own staff. Baker agrees that simply scanning documents won't solve the claims backlog, but he says VA has been working hard to incorporate recommendations from veterans groups into the new claims system.
There's a lot of aspects of VBMS that are oriented around a number of the things that I saw come up in that hearing. And to the extent that we haven't communicated well enough with the VSOs, we have been listening to them. We may not have communicated back well enough that we've been listening and implementing some of the things that were brought up. The big issue for us, if you will, is that there's a lot of paper there. We're going to have to scan a lot of things in as we move all of VBA to paperless processing. And that's something that we're just going to have to wrestle with over the next several years. It's part of the plan, but it's a huge part of the plan.
Baker says VA will not scan 100% of the documents it has in its vast storehouses of paper. It'll prioritize new claims that are coming in via the new paperless claim system for the first time. Older claims that were processed on paper will likely stay on paper. And he says an important part of streamlining the process will be reducing the amount of new paper that comes into VBA as much as possible.
A real focus from our standpoint is to really get information electronically. All new information. We're trying to reach out and touch DOD and private sector folks so that we get electronic information instead of paper information, so we never have to do any scanning for that information.
VA plans to have the VBMS system production ready by July and roll it out to the first 16 VBA offices by September. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.